请我们翻到以西结书。
Can we turn to the book of Ezekiel?
第一章。
Chapter 1, starting from verse 1.
当三十年四月五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
Now it came about in the 13th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were open, and I saw the visions of God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我观看，见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，其中的火内发出好像光耀的金晶。
As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
Now above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance, and on that which resembled a throne high up was a figure with the appearance of a man.
二十七节，我见他从腰以上有仿佛光耀的金晶，周围都有火的形状，又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him.
下雨的日子，云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就伏伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
As the appearance of the rainbow and the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，我们能聚在你的脚前。
Dear Lord, thank you that by your grace you can gather at your feet.
但愿在这几天我们相聚的时候，
that in these few days as we gather together,
你的天正是向我们打开。
Lord, that you may grant us an open heaven.
但愿整个的周末让我们能活在一个敞开的天下。
That the whole weekend we may live under an open heaven.
我们求你把以西结的异象赏给我们。
Lord, we pray that you may grant us the vision of Ezekiel.
不是满足我们好奇的心，
not to satisfy our curiosity.
乃是因着明白你旨意，叫你的心能够得着满足。
But that we can understand your will so that your heart may be satisfied.
但愿这个周末是一个蒙你纪念的周末。
Lord, may this weekend be one that you remember.
但愿有许多人生下来就是为着这个周末。
That maybe even some of us were born for this weekend.
主啊，但愿你为着你自己的旨意在这里工作。
Lord, that for your own purpose you may do a work here.
你纪念在这里有许多多年蒙恩的。
May you remember those that have been saved for many years,
还有刚刚得救，
and those that were recently saved.
也纪念在这里有许多人跟随你已经走了几十年的道路。
And remember those that followed you for tens of years.
我们也求你纪念那些刚刚起步的。
And remember also those that just started on this journey.
我们有这么多不同的需要。
Lord, we have so many different needs.
但是我们知道你能应付我们每一样的需要。
But Lord, we know that you can meet each need.
圣灵能把这些话翻译到一种的语言，是我们每一个人都听得懂。
That the Holy Spirit can translate these words that each one of us can understand.
这是我们的祷告。
Lord, this is our prayer.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们投靠你。
Lord, we look upon you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen. 大家都知道，我们在早晨的系列是一同来看以西结的异象。
We know that in the morning times we like to look at the vision of Ezekiel.
我们的重点可能要放在第一章。
Our focus will probably be on chapter 1.
我们愿意把 从不同角度来看清楚这个意象。
We'd like to look at this vision clearly from different angles.
我们知道以西结第一章在最近几十年变成很著名的一章。
You know that Ezekiel chapter 1, especially in recent years, has become very prominent.
因为过去一百年大家一直在注意 在问说到底他们一直注意的就是一些天上很奇怪的现象。
Because in the past 100 years, people have placed attention on the heavenly things.
那有人相信说一定有 UFO 这样的东西存在。
So some people believe in UFOs.
所以有的人读以西结的时候就认为说这个以西结这里的记载是不是给我们看到有一样的像太空船一样东西有一天就曾经来到过这地上。
So some people wonder if Ezekiel chapter 1 is a description of some foreign object that had come upon this earth.
然后以西结看见了，他就把它记录下来。
And then when Ezekiel saw it, he recorded it.
那么刚开始这样的书是引起了一阵的轰动。
And of course, in the beginning, these kind of books shook up certain people.
这个只是当作茶余饭后大家谈天的时候的一个资料。
But actually, this is but a conversation after dinner.
没有人非常认真的。
No one really put that much emphasis.
但是三十年前有一个 NASA, 就是美国太空总署的太空工程师。
But about 30 years ago, there was an engineer from NASA.
他的名字叫做 Joseph Broomrich.
And his name was Joseph Broomrich.
他是奥地利人。
He was an Austrian man.
他一生都是在做这个航空的工程师，专门做飞机啊、引擎啊这些。
And his whole focus throughout his career was on aeronautic engineering.
所以后来他就移民到了美国。
And then he migrated to the United States.
那么就参加了 NASA 的工作。
And he participated in the work of NASA.
那么他所做的那份工作都是非常重要的。
And his work was always very important.
其实他的贡献和人类登陆是月球有相当的关系。
Actually, his contribution had much to do with man being able to reach the moon.
所以当他要退休的时候，太空总署就颁给他一个杰出的奖。
And when he was about to retire, NASA gave him a reward for achievement.
那么当初他听说有人讲到以西结第一章是说到是不是神的太空船有一天来到了这个地上。
So he had heard about how someone actually described that Ezekiel 1 may talk about the space shuttle of God came to the earth one day.
他因为自己是一个太空工程师。
Now because he was an aeronautic engineer.
他就想说如果有一天一个太空船真是能够登陆在月亮的话。
So he felt that maybe if one day some spaceship is able to land on the moon.
我们知道如果一个东西真的登陆在一个地方的话。
So if something is going to land on a place.
那么从技术层次那个降落的时候落地的那个冲击到地上的那一部分是需要很特别的设计的。
So from a technical perspective, if that device is going to land, the part that touches the ground needs to have a special design.
所以这里面一定有很大很大的讲究。
So behind it, there must be great science.
大家知道在那个时候我们知道到底人类怎么登陆月球还没有谱的还不知道是怎么回事。
So at that point in time, people still didn't have understanding of how a space shuttle would land on the moon.
所以等到 Broomrich 来读以西结书。
So when Broomrich studied the book of Ezekiel,
那么那个时候他的想法就是希望能驳斥一般这些随随便便说的。
So he actually wanted to refute these understandings.
结果他真正的认真的读以西结的时候。
So as he studied the book of Ezekiel,
他觉得这里的描写啊，这果然就好像一个太空船要登陆的情形。
He saw here that it is like a space shuttle landing somewhere.
因为这里很明显给我们看到这个意象是从远到近的。
Because indeed this vision shows us of something coming from a far distance and approaching.
远远你去看见是 一朵包括闪烁火的大云。
And in the far distance, you saw that was a cloud engulfed in fire.
那么从其中的火里面会发出好像光耀的金晶。
And from the midst of it, there shines a brightness which he compares the luster of glowing metal.
这是很远很远的。
This is from a distance.
那么等到他很近处来看的时候。
But looking at it more closely,
结果他发现原来是宝座神宝座中间的情形。
He discovered it was a situation in the middle of the throne of God.
那坐在宝座他腰以上就像金晶一样。
And the one who was upon it, above its loins, it was like gold.
然后在腰以下好像彩虹一样。
Below its loins was like rainbow.
所以这个景象是从远到近。
So this picture came from a far distance and approach.
这个景象是从天上到地上。
And this vision came from heaven to earth.
然后从第四节一直从可以说从第五节一直到二十到这个这一末了这到二十五节就是给我们看到那个整个的整个神的荣耀慢慢慢慢怎样从天上就移到地上来了。
And then from verse 5 to Verse 25, you saw how everything went from earth and was transported from heaven to earth.
慢慢你在靠近的时候，你看有四个活物。
As you approached closely, you saw four living creatures.
然后外面呢又有轮子。
Outwardly, you saw wheels.
然后四活物中间呢又有火炭。
In the midst of the creatures, there was fire.
所以对于专家，从专家的眼光来看这一幅的情景的时候。
So for an expert to look at such a picture,
这个 Bloomfridge 立刻就想到这个应该就是他所要设计的。
So this Bloomfridge guy saw that this was what he wanted to design.
如果今天你真的要把一个太空船要把它在一个地方着陆的话。
So if you want to land a space shuttle somewhere.
那么这里很明显给你看到这个一个太空船降落的样子。
Very clearly here you see a space shuttle landing.
所以呢他就根据他的想象。
So based on his imagination,
如果根据以西结这里的 hint, 我们姑且说他的暗示。
So if we look at the hint from Ezekiel,
那么现在如果你要做一个制造一个太空船的话。
So if we are to build a space shuttle,
那应该是什么样子的。
What would it look like?
所以他就把图就把它画下来。
So then he drew a picture of it.
然后我们知道这个轮子轮里面套轮的。
And you know that within this wheel, there was another wheel.
所以他就研究说如果真的一个太空船降落的话
So he imagined that if indeed a space shuttle landed
那么这个轮中套轮应该是个什么样的设计
Now how would you design for there to be a wheel within another wheel
那么后来他就出版了一本书
So then he published a book
这本书就是以西结的太空船
This is called the Space Shuttle of Ezekiel
那不要忘记
Don't forget.
这个并不是说果真是太空船来到了地上。
This doesn't say that actually there was a space shuttle that came to earth.
但这里讲到神的荣耀慢慢从天上来到地上。
But here it speaks about the glory of God slowly approaching earth.
那么这个时候呢对于一个读太空在太空工程的人。
Now one who is an aeronautic engineer.
他可以从那里得到一个得到一个暗示。
He can receive some kind of hint.
如果真的有一个太空船的设计的话。
If there was truly a design of a space shuttle.
那么应该是什么样的设计。
How would it be designed?
所以在他那本书里面他就把那个太空船他就把那个太空船呢那个样子就把它设计出来。
So in his book, he designed how that space shuttle would look like.
那么你就会发现说那个四个翅膀啊就等于就好像什么呢就好像直升飞机的那个螺旋桨一样。
So you see how the wings of the cherubim would just like be the blade on the helicopter.
然后等到这个太空船降落的时候，果然有些轮子。
And when it landed, it actually did have wheels.
那么这些轮子当然需要有特别的设计的。
And you have to have special designs for these wheels.
我后来还看了有一个还有一个这个 master 的论文，就是硕士的论文。
And actually, I saw another dissertation, a master thesis.
那么就是根据这个大概这个设计，那么里面做了很多很复杂的计算。
And then did many calculations based on this design.
那么后来呢，这个人就拿到了 master。
And then, of course, he received the master.
那这些当然是从太空工程的角度来看这个那个太空船的设计。
But of course, this is from a perspective of an aeronautic engineer to look at the design of a spaceship.
所以虽然刚开始这个作者是要驳斥那些好像笑话一样。
So in the beginning, this author was just trying to refute some of the more some of those fables that were around.
结果呢，他自己倒反而很认真的从以西结那里，他得到了一些的灵感。
But in the end, he got some inspiration from Ezekiel chapter 1.
我当然后来所有 UFO 的人就根据他的著作。
So then many who believed in the UFOs,
他们说，你看这个就有了圣经的，又就有了科学的根据。
So they say, well, now you see scientific basis of our belief.
所以有的人就认为说，以西结就是太空，就是有一次在以西结的时候，太空船果然来到了这地上。
So many people believe that during the time of Ezekiel, indeed, a UFO landed on the earth.
那么如果这样的话，那么以西结真的坐了太空船了。
Now, if this were so, then Ezekiel probably boarded that UFO.
因为你知道，后来就是他坐了太空船就到了那个这个加巴鲁河边被掳的人那里。
So of course he boarded that, and then he came upon those exiles near Chebar.
然后呢，最后又把他带到平原。
And then was brought to the plain.
然后平原呢，又把他带到耶路撒冷。
And then from the plain brought him to Jerusalem.
所以如果你真的这样想的话，那么以西结真的坐了太空船。
So if you think about it this way, then indeed Ezekiel boarded this UFO.
当然，我们如果从物质的眼光来读圣经的话
，Now if we study the Bible from a material perspective,
我们当然就会读到这些东西。
Of course, we will come to these conclusions.
所以我们知道以西结书是引起了相当多的人注意。
So we know that Ezekiel drew the attention of many.
所以很多年轻人来找我的时候
，So many young people when they come to me,
他都不是问说以西结书属灵的意思是什么。
They don't ask me what's the spiritual significance of the book.
他说，据你来看，这个到底是不是真的还是假？这是不是真的太空船来过的
？So when they ask me, they say, "Well, do you really feel that a space shuttle has landed before?"
当然，我们说过，如果你读以西结的话。
Because if you study the book of Ezekiel,
会给你那个印象
it will give you that impression.
但是如果你真的从以西结整本书来出发的话
But if you look at it from the perspective of the whole book of Ezekiel,
你就晓得说这个不过是引起人的一点兴趣就是
We know that this but stirs up some interest among men.
但是这一个周末
But this weekend,
我们倒是非常严肃来对待以西结的意思
We want to look at the book of Ezekiel very strictly.
当然我们看开始的时候一定要把以西结的意象把它弄清楚
Of course, in the beginning, we have to understand the vision of Ezekiel.
我们知道有一个很有名的画家叫 Raphael.
We know that there was a famous painter, Raphael.
这个拉法尔他因为受了米开朗基罗的影响
And because he was influenced by Michelangelo.
所以他也画了以西结大概的那个图画
So he also painted the general picture of Ezekiel.
那么我也注意到历史上许多人试着要把以西结意象把它画出来。
And I also looked at how through history many people try to paint the picture of Ezekiel.
但是以西结的图画是不可能画出来的。
But the picture of Ezekiel cannot be really painted.
因为以西结的图画不是平面。
Because the picture of Ezekiel is not two-dimensional.
你不可能用一个平面的画把它表达出来。
You cannot express it in a two-dimensional painting.
因为这里给我们看见不光是东西南北。
So because you see the north, east, south, and west.
而且有上有下。
You also see it going up and down.
所以他的图画乃是立体的图画。
So its picture is a three-dimensional picture.
所以你怎么能够形容，怎么能够描写这样的一幅图画呢？
So how do you describe such a picture?
所以我们只能够从不同的角度给一点的印象。
So we can only give you an impression from different angles.
然后我们大概知道那一天以西结看见了什么。
So then we can know what did Ezekiel see that day.
然后接下去我们要问那个解释在什么地方。
And then we want to ask the next question is where is its interpretation?
我们要让圣灵来解释他自己的话。
We want to allow the Holy Spirit to interpret his own word.
在整本旧约里面。
In the whole book of the Old Testament.
没有一卷书比以西结书更神秘。
Not one book is more mysterious than the book of Ezekiel.
因为拉比警告所有读以西结
书的人。
Because the rabbis warned all that study the book of Ezekiel.
你们千万不要好奇。
Don't be curious.
因为你到了以西结书，好像就到了圣地一样。
Because when you come to the book of Ezekiel, as if you have come to Holy Land.
不光你要把鞋脱下来。
And you not only have to remove your sandals.
但是更重要的，你不能随便的解释它。
You cannot interpret it any which way.
你问今天任何的拉比。
You ask any rabbi today.
他们是没有解释的。
They don't know how to interpret it.
他们朦朦胧胧大概的知道以西结讲什么。
They have a very blurry picture of the understanding of the book of Ezekiel.
但是以西结这卷书从来没有被解开过。
But the book of Ezekiel has never been opened up.
一直到今天。
Not until today.
你可以肯定在39卷里面。
You can be sure that among the 39 books.
最奥秘的一卷书就是以西结。
The most mysterious book is the book of Ezekiel.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道我们的主已经来了。
Our Lord Jesus has already come.
圣灵已经来了。
The Holy Spirit has already come.
圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth.
圣灵要帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit wants to help us.
把他已经说过的话对我们再说一遍。
To speak the word that he has already spoken and speak it again.
所以现在我们要寻求圣灵的解释。
So we want to request the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
我们恳求主在这个周末。
We ask that the Lord during this weekend.
等让我们能够明白以西结书的意象。
That we may understand the vision of Ezekiel.
等到我们明白了那个意象。
Then when we understand the vision of Ezekiel.
你就知道说原来和基督徒一些基本的生活发生关系。
Then we discover that has much to do with some basic things in our Christian life.
那么到底以西结的意象告诉我们什么？
So what does the vision of Ezekiel tell us?
那这里面有几层的启示。
Now there are a few levels of revelation.
这一次我们所注意的是最根基的部分，最基础的一部分。
Our focus is time will be on the most foundational level.
那么在这当我们注意这一部分的时候，
Now when we focus on this portion,
那么到底以西结书的以西结的意象讲什么呢？
Now what does the vision of Ezekiel tell us?
它乃是给我们看见基督徒的两栖生活。
It tells us about the amphibious life of amphibious Christian life.
我们的生命乃是个两栖的生命。
Our life is an amphibious life.
能够在两个不同世界里面同时生存。
We can survive in two worlds.At the same time.
有一种像青蛙两栖的动物。
So we know that there are amphibious animals like the frog.
它可以同时在水里，可以在陆地生存。
He can survive in water and also on land.
我们知道这样的动物乃是两栖的动物。
Now we know this kind of animal is an amphibious animal.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember.
以西结的意象是告诉我们说。
The vision of Ezekiel tells us.
我们所得着的生命。
The life that we receive.
是两栖。
Is an amphibious life.
我们的生活是两栖的生活。
Our life ought to be an amphibious life.
那我们怎么明白这件事呢？
Now, how do we understand such a thing?
我想最清楚的解释就是以西结书第一章。
I think the clearest explanation is in Ezekiel chapter 1.
如果我们把那个意象，我们把以西结的意象明白过来。
So if we understand the vision of Ezekiel.
然后我们知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
And then we can understand what the glory of God is.
那么然后我想我们就能够明白。我们就能明白以西结书到底什么叫做什么叫做两栖的生活。
So then we can understand what is this amphibious life.
所以我们看到一件事。
So we see one thing.
所以我们看到一件事。
So we see one thing.
就是这个以西结这里的意象。
The vision of Ezekiel.
他有一个目的。
He has a purpose.
如果对于旧约人来说。
So for those in the Old Testament.
好像就是一个意象。
It's just a vision.
但是因透过圣灵的解释。
But through the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
那么让我们明白的。
So it allows us to understand.
乃是基督徒生活里面非常非常基本的东西。
It becomes very foundational in our Christian life.
所以这些不光是为着蒙恩多年的弟兄。
So this is not just for those that have been saved for many years.
也是为着一些刚刚的基督徒。
It's also for those that have newly believed.
所以现在我们就开始来看第一章。
So we'd like to look in chapter 1.
第一章第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
当三十年四月三十年四月五日
Now it came about in the 13th year on the 5th day of the 4th month
以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中天就开了
While I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were open, I saw the visions of God.
如果大家注意那个小字的话,
if you pay attention to reference in Chinese,
那么这个我们知道说这个在英文在这个中文是说以西结, 但是事实上呢, 我们知道在原文呢, 是我。
Actually, in the Chinese it says Ezekiel, but in the English and the original, it says I.
所以就是说,我在加巴鲁河边被掳的中间,天就开了,得见神的异象。
I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, and I saw visions of God.
然后读到第二节,第三节,你知道这个我是指着以西结。
And then in verse 2 and 3, you see that this refers to Ezekiel.
所以从第一节到第三节就是我。
So from verse 1 to verse 3 is I, Ezekiel.
那这个口气在圣经里面是很特别的口气。
Now this way of speaking is very unique in the Bible.
还有一个人这样说的, 我,但以理。
Another person that said this was I, Daniel.
还有一个人这样说的, 我,约翰。
And another person, I, John.
所以这里的意象是相当主观的。
So this vision is actually very subjective.
所以我们要知道当圣灵说我约翰我但以理我以西结的时候。
When the Holy Spirit shows us I, Ezekiel, I, Daniel, I, John,
我们就要注意。 这个启示是非常非常特别的。
So then we know that this revelation will be a special revelation.
这里说以西结,我在加巴鲁河边。
So here it says, I, Ezekiel, was next to the river Chebar.
这个加巴鲁就是Tel Aviv.
Chebar is actually Tel Aviv.
我们如果大家今天到这个,对不起,我说错了,这个加巴鲁河边呢, 这个以色列人他们是住在这个提勒雅比那里。So
actually, next to the river Chebar, there's a place referred to as Tel Aviv.
那么这个就是今天的Tel Aviv.
It's actually the same as Tel Aviv of today.
当然圣经的Tel Aviv在先。
Now, of course, the Tel Aviv mentioned in the Bible came first.
然后我们知道等到以色列人就在约帕的附近建造现代化的都市的时候就给它起名叫做Tel Aviv.
So now when the people of Israel, they were building a city near Joppa, they named it Tel Aviv.
这个加巴鲁河呢,大概是在巴比伦东南方的地方一个人工的运河。
So actually, the river Chebar is probably on the southeast of Babylon, and it was a man-made river.
所以你可以想象得到以色列人当初被掳到巴比伦的时候,
So when the people of Israel, they were deported to Babylon,
他们多半就分散在巴比伦的,散布在加巴鲁的河边。
So they were spread next to this river Chebar near Babylon.
然后以西结说他我在被掳的人当中。
And Ezekiel said, I was among the exiles.
所以我们就知道大概在公元前600年的时候。
So we know that probably around 600 BC.
你记得以色列人曾经被
You know, the people of Israel, they were deported by the Babylonians to Babylon. So this tree of Israel was uprooted and cast to Babylon.
那么这里30年,
now, this 30 years,
是说到以西结刚好30岁的时候,
this 30th year meant that Ezekiel was 30 years old.
以西结是个祭司,
Ezekiel was a priest.
他30岁的时候, 他应该进到圣殿去供职。
When he is 30 years old, he was supposed to enter into the temple to serve.
但他没有想到他是在被掳的人当中。
But he didn't imagine that he would be among the exiles.
他一生最大的盼望要侍奉神。
The greatest hope of his life was to serve God.
从25岁开始就开始实习了。
Starting from when he was 25, he was supposed to be an intern.
结果他的目的就是希望有一天能进到圣殿做祭司来侍奉神。
So hopefully that one day he will be able to enter into the temple and serve.
结果现在你看见这里有一个祭司。
So then now you see a priest here.
他要进到圣殿去侍奉。
He wanted to enter into the temple to serve.
他看不见圣殿。
He couldn't see the temple.
圣殿已经毁在 圣殿已经被摧毁，圣殿将来有一天要被摧毁。
The temple one day would be destroyed.
那个时候圣殿还在
耶路撒冷。
So the temple was still in Jerusalem at
但是呢，他已经被掳到巴比伦。
But he was already exiled into Babylon.
他应该进到圣殿去供职的。
He ought to go into the temple to serve.
结果他在加巴路河边。
But then he was found next to the river Chebar.
所以这里有一个人。
So here was a man.
他是没有家乡的。
He was one without a home.
A man without country. 他是一个没有故乡的人。
A man without his hometown.
而且他是一个祭司，是没有圣殿的人。
And he was a priest without a temple.
以西结的痛苦是双重的痛苦。
Now the pain of Ezekiel was double.
以西结非常的爱他的国家。
He loved his nation.
但是现在是有一半的百姓却是没有国家。
But there is a people now, no nation.
有一半的祭司却是没有圣殿。
There were a group of priests, but no temple.
所以你知道是在一个非常不平常的时候。
So it was a very an abnormal time.
结果你看见以西结是带着很痛苦的心情。
So Ezekiel was in great suffering.
他刚好在加巴路河边。
He was next to the river Chebar.
我们不知道这是不是就是圣经里面所说的。
We don't know if this is what the Bible refers to.
是他们说他们在河边把琴就挂在柳枝头。
So where they speak about how they left the harps on the tree.
因为在 willows.
On the willows.
所以他们说你们唱个锡安的歌吧。
So he said, why don't you sing a song of Zion?
但他们每次想起锡安他们就哭了。
But every time they thought of Zion, they would weep.
他们怎么能够唱锡安的歌？
How could they sing the song of Zion?
如果锡安是在好几百里以外的地方。
If Zion was hundreds of miles away.
他们所看见的月亮是同样的月亮。
The moon that they saw was the same one.
但他们所眼前所看见的乃是巴比伦的种种。
But what they saw before their eyes was the different things of Babylon.
他们要的是希望能够再一次看到像锡安山的情景。
They wanted to see the picture of Zion again.
结果他们只好把琴挂在柳枝头。
But they could only leave the harps on the willows.
他们怎么能再唱呢？
How could they sing on?
他们有琴，但他们没有歌。
They had harps, but they had no song.
因为他们有人，却是没有国家。
Because they had a people, but not a nation.
他们是祭司，却是没有圣殿。
They were priests, but they didn't have a temple.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个时候以色列人刚刚经过了一次很大的浩劫
Now the people of Israel have gone through a great trial
他们好像逃难一样
As if they were fleeing for their lives
那么这几百万人几百万几百万的难民几百万难民当他们逃难的时候
Now for these millions of
refugees 你看见他们从这个以色列就逃就往北走然后终于就好像逃难一样被压着到了巴比伦。
And they went to the north, and then as if they were captives, they were sent to Babylon.
你记得当他们逃经过这个拉结的坟墓的时候。
Now do you remember when they passed through the tomb of Rachel?
耶利米告诉我们。
Jeremiah tells us.
这个拉结在坟墓里面嚎啕大哭。
Rachel was weeping in her tomb for her children.
因为她的儿女都不在。
Because her children were no more.
她嚎啕大哭的声音啊。
Now the voice of her weeping.
连在北边拉玛在耶路撒冷北边拉玛的地方都听见了
Even those who were in the north of Israel they could hear it
拉玛就是最近这个阿拉法特埋葬的地方
Now the city of Ramah was where Arafat was recently buried
我们知道说你一个伯利恒在南一个在北
NowThere was a Bethlehem on the south and one in the north.
结果大家全这个周围的人都听见。
And those that surrounded heard it.
所以耶利米是用这样的一幅图画。
Now Jeremiah used such a picture.
给我们看见以色列人经过了是何等大的浩劫。
To see what great trial the people of Israel went through.
你看见以色列人经过何等大的 affliction, 何等大的苦难。
And they suffer such great affliction.
他们离开了他们的家乡。
They left their hometown.
而现在以西结要侍奉神。
And now Ezekiel wanted to serve.
尤其他三十岁的时候。
Especially when he was 30 years old.
他的感觉比别人更深刻。
Now his feeling was much deeper than others.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
然后他说得见神的异象。
And then he saw the vision of God.
这是第一章第一节。
This is chapter 1, verse 1.
在这里有一句话是非常
特别的。
Now there's a phrase here that's very unique.
这句话在旧约里面没有出现过。
This has never appeared other in another place in the Old Testament.
那就是很简单四个字中文。
And then it's four words.
中文是四个字。
Well, it's a phrase.
中文是四个字，那就是天就开了。
And that is the heavens were opened.
天就开了。
Heavens were opened.
在整本旧约里面。
And the whole Old Testament.
只有一个人看见天开了。
There's only one person who saw the heavens open.
这个人是以西结。
This person was Ezekiel.
在新约。
In the New Testament.
好多人都看见天开了。
Many people saw the heavens open.
最早的就是我们的主。
The earliest was our Lord Jesus.
当他受浸的时候。
When he was baptized.
从水里看来上来。
And when he came forth from the water.
圣经告诉我们说天开了。
The Bible tells us that the heavens opened.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
天开了。
The heavens opened,
就证明说
it proves that,
神喜悦了
that God was satisfied,
因为这是我的爱子
because this is my beloved son,
我所喜悦
in whom I am well pleased,
所以天就开
that's why the heavens opened,
所以每一次天开
so every time the heavens opened,
乃是天喜悦的表示
it's to prove that heaven has rejoiced,
如果我们是在敞开的天底下
so if we are under an open heaven,
换一句话说
in other words,
我们是终日在天的喜悦底下
it means that we are under the pleasure of heaven.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主当然是在敞开的殿底下
Our Lord Jesus of course was under an open heaven.
经过了三十年
After 30 years,
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽
He grew up as a tender shoot before our God.
又像根出于干地
And he was like a root out of parched ground.
从人来看
From the perspective of man,
这三十年好像就这样过去
These 30 years as if it just went there.
地是一片的干地
The land is parched.
这个地从来没有叫我们的主喜悦过的
So this land never allowed our God to be pleased.
但是三十年之久
But after 30 years,
他能够活在天的境界
He can live in, under the heavenly realm.
他能够与神有最亲密的交流
He can have the closest fellowship with God.
他的根能够一直探到最深最深的地方
His root can reach to the most deep parts.
等到经过了三十年
After 30 years,
告了一个段落的时候
After a time,
现在在地上有一个生命
Now there is a life on the earth.
是从来没有经过的生命
Was a life that never existed before.
没有一个生命能经过三十年的考验
No life can go through the test of 30 years.
不光三十年
Not just 30 years.
有的连一年都不行
Some people not even 1 year.
我们的生命连一天的考验都不行
Some of us not even 1 day can go through the test.
这里有一个考验
Now there was a test here.
是三十年的考验
A test of 30 years.
在三十三年之内
After 33 years.
大部分的时间
Most of the time.
弟兄姊妹这里我们的主经过一个考验
Our Lord Jesus went through a test.
我们才知道他的根有多深
We know how deep is his root.
现在等他真的经过这三十年以后
After he went through these 30 years.
现在是路加给我路加要给我们看见
Luke shows us.
给我们看见说在人类有历史以来
that in the history of mankind,
你从来没有看见这样的生命
you never saw such a life.
从来没有看见过
never.
所以感谢神
so,
天上有声音说
there was a voice from heaven.
这是我的爱子
this is my beloved son.
我所喜悦
in whom I am well pleased.
三年以后
after 3 years,
到了黑门山上
when he came to Mount Hermon,
又是这是我所喜悦
this is my beloved son.
天为什么呢
why?
因为在前三十年
Because in the first 30 years,
是主的生命
it's the life of Christ.
后面的三年
the latter 3 years,
是主的生活 是主的工作
it's the work of the Lord Jesus.
无论他的 life or 他的 ministry, 不管他的工作或者他的职事
no matter his life or his ministry,
你看见都叫我们的主满意
it satisfies our God.
什么时候天说话了就表示满意
when heaven speaks, it means that God is pleased.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
感谢神
thank the Lord.
你看见说没有一个人像我们的主一样
We know that no one is like our Lord Jesus.
无论他的生命
Whether his life
无论他们的工作
Whether his ministry
你看见都是叫天喜悦
It causes heaven to be pleased.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在人类有历史以来
In the history of mankind
你从来没有看见一个人的生命像这样的生命一样
You never saw such a life.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故
，Because of this，
你如果读新约圣经
，If you study the New Testament，
很明显的
，Very clearly，
当然的
，Of course，
我们的主天为他开了
，The heavens are open for our Lord Jesus。
但是不止如此
，Not only that，
马可福音告诉我们
，The Gospel of Mark tells us，
天不光是开了
，The heavens are only open，
而且 heaven was rent， 天是裂开的
，And the heaven was rent。
弟兄姊妹，这是件稀奇的事。
This is an amazing thing.
不光天开了
，Not just the heavens open.
你知道有时候天开了
，You know sometimes heavens open.
因为乌云满布
，Because it's full of clouds.
结果太阳出来了
，And then the sun shone.
我们说天开了
，We say the heavens are open.
不错的
，It's true.
圣经里面有这个意思在里面。
The Bible does have this inference.
但是那一次。
But that time,
乃是天完全裂开了
is that the heaven was veiled.
这是空前绝后的事
So was rent. This is something that never happened before.
And what,
that will never happen again.
所以我们知道说这个是天地中间了不起的一件大事
This is indeed a great event between heaven and earth.
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们看见说
We see that
天的确是向我们的主开了
That our heaven was open for our Lord Jesus.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
我们的主对对这个拿但业怎么说
？How did the Lord Jesus say to Nathaniel？
他说：“你们都要看见。
You will all see。”
换一句话
，In other words，
不光主的天是开了
，Not only the Lord Jesus of the heaven was not only open for the Lord Jesus。
如果我们读约翰福音
，If we study the Gospel of John，
你知道主怎么说呢
？What did the Lord Jesus say？
主说：“我实实在在在告诉你
，Truly, truly, I say to you，
你们将要看见天开了
，You shall see the heavens open。”
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不管我们的主天开了
not only our Lord, the heavens open for our Lord,
你们也要看见
you will see it also,
不过你们要等一等
but you have to wait a little bit.
等到有一件事发生以后
after one thing has occurred,
每一个人都要看见天开
everyone will see.
看见天开是常态
To see the heavens open is something more usual.
这是对的，应每天应该发生的事。
You ought to see it every day.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
今天你没有看见天开
？Have you seen the heavens open today?
今天你没有在敞开的天底下呢
？Are you living under an open heaven today?
我们不是在旧约。
We are not in the Old Testament.
旧约是难得天开了。
In the Old Testament, the heavens rarely open.
只有一个人以西结看见天开了。
Only one person saw it, Ezekiel.
再也没有了。
Not a second.
但到了新约。
But when you come to the New
Testament, 不是特别的人。
It's not a special person.
不是像以西结那样。
It's not just like any.
当然，我们的主天开了，向主，我们的神向着我们的主天开了。
The heavens were open for our Lord Jesus.
那是应当的。
Of course, this would happen.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主怎么向他开启？天怎么向他开启
？How the heavens opened for him?
主也要向我们开启。
It will be open to us.
不过要等一等。
But you have to wait a little.
有一件事情要做。
There's something that needs to happen.
等到那一件事情成功的时候。
After that event.
那么好了，我们每个人都要看见天开。
That each one of us will see the heavens open.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经里面最少有两个例子。
There were two examples in the Bible.
给我们看见，在主耶稣以外，天是开的。
To show that the heavens are open other than for the Lord.
一个就是斯蒂凡要寻道的。
One was when Stephen was to be martyred.
当斯蒂凡要寻道的时候。
When Stephen was to be martyred.
他看见神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
他看见人子站在神的右边。
He saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这个不是天晴，不是说雨过天晴天开了。
It's not just speaking about a blue sky after the rain has passed.
现在你可以一直看到三层天的。
You can see to the third heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see it?
有的时候我们空气天是开了。
Sometimes when the clouds go away for the blue sky.
但第二层的天没有开。
But we do not see the second heaven.
有的第二层天开，第三层天没有开的。
And sometimes the second heaven is open, but not the third heaven.
什么叫做在敞开的天底下呢
？What does it mean to be under an open heaven?
不是因为出太阳了。
It's not because there is the sun.
感谢主，太阳出来了。
The sun appeared.
你看见天开了。
You see the heavens open.
但是比这更深。
But it's even higher than that.
弟兄姊妹，现在你所看见是三层天开了。
What you see is the third heaven open.
因为我们的神在三层天。
Because our God is in the third heaven.
人子站在神的右边，在三层天。
The Son of Man standing on the right hand of God is in the third.
然后你知道，这个时候，那个时候，这个保罗还没有得救。
At that time, Paul was not saved yet.
他听见他听见一句话，他最不喜欢听的。
He heard a sound that he didn't want to hear.
无话，他是听见的话，他最不喜欢听见的。
He heard someone say something that he didn't want to hear.
为什么
？Why？
因为保罗是个读圣经的人。
Because Paul was one who studied the Bible.
保罗是个读以西结书的人。
Paul was one who studied the book of Ezekiel.
没有人比保罗更懂得以西结书。
No one understood the book of Ezekiel more than Paul.
以西结给我们看见神荣耀的意象。
Now Ezekiel shows us the vision of the glory of God.
你问所有伟大的拉比。
You ask all the great rabbis.
你如果要明白什么叫做神的荣耀。
If you want to understand what is the glory of God.
你来读以西结书就很清楚。
Study the book of Ezekiel and you will be clear.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget,
以西结书没有告诉我们神的荣耀。
The book of Ezekiel didn't tell us about the glory of God.
以西结书是告诉我们神的荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel tells us the form of the glory of God,
or the image of the glory of God.
So, let us remember.
这里以西结所看见是朦朦胧胧的。
So what Ezekiel saw was kind of blurry.
意思就是说，他是看见了耶和华的荣耀，但是耶和华荣耀的形象。
He saw the glory of God, but it was the image of the glory of God.
旧约的人没有一个人可能看到神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament, no one could see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
为什么你看不清楚呢？
Why was it blurry?
有它的原因的。
It has its reason.
等一等你就看见。
Then you will see.
这个以西结的天开了。
Now when Ezekiel's heavens opened,
和这个斯蒂凡的天开有何等的不同？
It is different than the heavens being opened for Stephen.
一个在主耶稣工作以前，一个在工作以后。
Because one happened before the work of the Lord Jesus, one happened after the work of the Lord Jesus.
这是宇宙间很大很大的事。
So this is a great event in the universe.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
就在那个时候，
At that time,
你知道扫罗要这个。 这个谁啊？这个斯蒂凡要寻到扫罗在旁边。
Now Stephen was to be martyred, and Paul was right next to him.
你知道说他有很多话不要听，他都听进去。
And there are many words that he didn't want to hear, but he heard it.
你记不记得斯蒂凡讲了一篇很长的道？Remember
Stephen preached a long sermon.
一个长的，一个听到不已经很不容易。Now
for someone to listen to a message,
你要把一篇道把它背过来，那是更不容易。It's
difficult enough, but if you want to memorize it, it's even more difficult.
除非你很注意的听。Unless
you are very focused and paying attention.
你知道那篇。
Now, of course, that portion, that sermon was not heard by Luke.
这个所有的资料是保罗给他的。
It was Paul who gave the information to Luke.
那么斯蒂凡讲了一篇最长的道。
Now, Stephen spoke a very long sermon.
谁把它记下来的？
Who remembered it?
那么斯蒂凡是谁呢？
Who is Stephen?
斯蒂凡是应当被铲除了，应该被弃绝的。
Stephen ought to be rejected, ought to be killed.
你看见吗？ 这是为什么后来斯蒂凡寻到了之后，连保罗也鼓掌的。
So when Stephen was martyred, even Paul was there applauding.
所以你就知道说，那个时候在保罗的感觉里面。
So in the feeling of Paul at that time,
不光主耶稣应当钉十字架。
Not just the Lord Jesus has to be crucified.
所有跟随他的人也都应当钉十字架。
All who follow him must be crucified also.
那么尤其是斯蒂凡。
Especially Stephen.
很可能他和斯蒂凡辩论过的。
So maybe he debated with Stephen.
非常非常可能的。
It's very possible.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果他是被弃绝,
if he was rejected,
为什么在他的身上满了能力呢?
Why was it that in him you could see power?
为什么他的话没有人抵挡得住呢?
Why could no one overcome his words?
我不知道斯蒂凡是不是在加玛列门下学了许多受教的。
I don't know if Stephen was trained under Gamaliel.
但是有一件事我知道,
but one thing I know,
保罗的确是从加玛列门下严格受教的。
Paul was trained strictly under Gamaliel.
所以可以说这个保罗
So you know Paul was as under the teaching of a theological training.
这个斯蒂凡很可能不是。
Stephen very possibly wasn't.
但是试试看,
but let's try.
当圣灵在他身上的时候,
when the Holy Spirit was upon him,
你看见他的话到一个情形,
his word came to a point,
好像连保罗挡也挡不住,
as if Paul couldn't even resist it.
这个能力从哪里来?
Where does this power come from?
你看见吗? 这个叫保罗非常非常吃惊。
This caused Paul to be shocked.
那么如果他是被神所弃绝的,
so if he was rejected by God,
为什么他寻到的时候,
why when he was martyred,
他的脸像狮子像
His face was the face of an angel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个寻道者的, 一个做寻道者的人,
one who is a martyr for God.
他的心像狮子的心,
his heart is the heart of a lion.
他的脸却像天使的人,
his face is the face of an angel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那个脸保罗永远不会忘记,
Paul will never forget that face.
所以你看见是保罗告诉路加的,
so it was Paul who told Luke.
所以路加告诉我们说, 斯蒂凡脸像天使的脸。
So Luke told us that the face of Stephen was the face of an angel.
不光如此,
Not only that,
如果神没有和斯蒂凡同在,
if God was not with Stephen.
你看见现在尸体版讲话的对象不是一般的群众。
Now Stephen was just not speaking to a general audience.
他是对一般圣经的学者说话。
He was speaking to Bible scholars.
这些都是犹太人中间最懂的圣经的。These
are ones who understood the Bible the best among the Jews.
他从亚伯拉罕开始讲。
Starting from Abraham.
然后讲到摩西。
He spoke about Moses.
讲到大卫。
About David.
一直讲下去。
All the way onward.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么他讲这篇道？
Why when he spoke this message?
和别人的不一样。
Was different than anybody else's.
是一个什么力量叫保罗能听得清清楚楚？
What power caused it for Paul to be able to hear it so clearly?
原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为圣灵借着司祭版对旧约的解释和保罗完完全全不一样。
Because the Holy Spirit through Stephen's interpretation of the Old Testament was completely different from Paul.
你看见整个旧约像一本新的书一样。
The whole Old Testament became like a new book.
现在保罗听见了。
Now Paul heard it.
他稀奇得很。
He was so amazed.
我受了那么多的训练。
I've been trained so much.
好像我所有的汗都白流了。
As if I shed my tears, I sweated for nothing.
我好像整本的圣经都背过来了。
As if I memorized the whole Bible already.
但是你听听这个人，好像听听这个人讲。
But listen to this man speak.
他不要听。
He didn't want to hear.
他说大家都捂着耳朵。
He said everybody closed their ears.
他好像也捂着耳朵。
He probably also held up his ears.
但他都听见了。
But he heard everything.
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
有一样东西。
There was something that drew Paul.
吸住他了。Drew
him.
那不光如此,
not only that.
更稀奇,
even more amazing.
他说, 我看见天开了。
I see the heavens open.
这句话不能听见。
He could not hear the words. What did Paul say?
他看见了神的荣耀。
And he said he saw the glory of God.
看见人子站在神的右边。
Saw how the Son of Man was standing on the right hand of
请记得,
God.
请记得。
Remember,
如果保罗没有听错的,
if Paul didn't hear it wrong,
他实在没有听错,
he didn't hear it wrong.
斯蒂凡是看见了神的荣耀,
Stephen saw the glory of God.
他是远远超过以西结所看见,
what he saw surpassed that of Ezekiel.
以西结只看见神的荣耀的形象,
Ezekiel only saw the image of the glory of God.
现在斯蒂凡所看见的就是神的荣耀,
what Stephen saw was the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗要说不可能啊,
Paul said it's impossible. Because in the whole Old Testament, only one person saw the heavens open. That person's name was Ezekiel.
一直到现在,
even until today.
我们知道说,在犹太人中间,这个以西结书变成最神秘的一句。
We know that even today, among the Jews, the book of Ezekiel is still the most mysterious one.
换一句话说,
in other words,
整本的书都是封闭,
the whole book is closed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不光对今天的拉比是封闭,
not is it just closed to the rabbis of today,
对保罗也是封闭,
for Paul it was also closed.
所以想想看,
so think about it.
他从来不知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
He never understood what the glory of God was.
他们讨论过,
they have discussed it.
他们也研究过,
they researched.
他们最多只知道神荣耀的形式。
The most they can know and see is the image of the glory of God.
现在有一个人有解答了。
Now there was someone who had an interpretation.
他看到了神,
because he saw the glory of God.
不光看到神的荣耀,
he not just saw the glory of God.
而且他不是以西结,
he's not Ezekiel.
他说天开了,
he said the heavens opened.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看这句话他不能接受,
you see this is something he cannot
他说,
accept.
我没有听见,
he said I did not hear
我怎么样都没有听见,
it, I did not hear it.
那我怎么能够没有听见呢?
How can I not have heard it?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
斯蒂凡寻到了,
Stephen has been martyred.
但有更多人像斯蒂凡一样,
but there are many others like Stephen.
他只要每次看这些像斯蒂凡的基督徒,
every time he saw Christians like Stephen,
那些话就回来了,
those words returned.
神的荣耀回来了,
the glory of God returned.
你看天开了就回来了,
now the heavens opened.
他说我不能听,
he said, I can't hear it.
我根本没有听见,
I didn't hear it.
我不要听,
I don't want to hear it.
你看见神, 你看见我们的主是用那个农夫的刺在刺我,刺他的良心。
Our Lord Jesus was, our Lord was using that thorn to poke on the goat. To poke on Paul's side.
结果你看见他一直要踢那根刺,
and he wanted to kick against the goat.
结果他非常非常的痛苦。
Then of course he suffered greatly.
他为着要他所有的声音都听不见,
now in order to block out all the sounds, he only had one way. He had to kill all the Christians. So all the Christians could disappear. Then that voice would disappear. Then he could sleep. And Paul probably had many sleepless nights. Very simple.
他不肯降服,
Because he did not want to submit.
他不愿意听见说,
he didn't want to hear that someone else other than Ezekiel saw the heavens open. This is impossible.
你看见吗?
You see that?
人最多是看见神的荣耀,
man can only see the image of the glory of God.
怎么可能是神的荣耀呢?
How can he see the glory of God?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
这是宇宙中一个很大的谜啊。
This is a great mystery in the universe.
我们要知道在整个拉比的研究当中,
now, under the in the research of all the rabbis,
你去问他们,
you ask them,
你们研究来研究去,
after you've done all this research, what is the topic that's hardest to understand?
神的荣耀,
the glory of God.
一直到今天还是这样,
even until today, it's this way.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们何等的荣幸,
we are so blessed.
我们实在要感谢我们,
we have to thank our Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
不光是斯蒂凡,
it's not just Stephen.
主对南大也说,
the Lord Jesus said to Nathaniel,
你们都要看见,
you will see, all see.
为什么?
Why?
只要我们主完成了一件大事以后,
after our Lord Jesus accomplishes something,
你们通通要看见,
then all of you will see it.
斯蒂凡所看见的,
what Stephen saw,
我们也看见,
we ought to see also.
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
我们这次要看以西结的意象,
we want to look at the vision of Ezekiel.
但是其实我们今天活在一个敞开的天底下,
but actually we ought to live under an open heaven today.
我们所看见的比以西结更多,
what we see is even more than what Ezekiel saw.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
以西结给我们看见相片,
Ezekiel gave us a picture.
新约给我们看见真的人,
Ezekiel gave us a photograph. The New Testament gives us the true person.
所以等到我们根据一个真的人来回过头看那个相片就看得很清楚。
So when we look at this true man in the background, looking at that photograph, it becomes clear.
这就是为什么我们这次能有机会一同来看以西结记。
So that's why we have this opportunity to look at the book of Ezekiel.
所以这实在是件太大的事。
So this is indeed a great event.
斯蒂凡是如此。
Stephen was this way.
约翰也是如此。
John was this way also.
他看见天上的门开了。
He saw the door of heaven open.
你看见天上有个门的。
Now, the heaven had a gate.
特别是三层,第三层天门。
Especially in the third heaven.
三层天的门结果开了。
And then when that gate was open,
结果约翰就看见了一些。
And then John saw something.
然后他就把他所看见的写在启示录里。
And then what he saw, he wrote in the book of Revelation.
到了第十九章,
when you came to chapter 19,
却又开了。
And the heavens opened again.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在我们懂得了。
Now we understand.
天是向每一个神的儿女开启,
the heavens are open to every child of God.
这是我们今天的常态。
This is our normal state.
但你读以西结,
but if you study the book of Ezekiel, you think it's amazing.
在旧约里面,
in the Old Testament,
你找不到第二个人,
you cannot find a second person.
而他现在所看见荣耀, 神荣耀的这个 这个形象,
and he saw the image of the glory of God.
这里面是非常有意思的,
it's very interesting.
所以我们要来看,
so we want to look.
到底那个意象是什么?
What is that vision?
不过我们还得要稍微慢一点,
but we have to slow down.
我们要讲到底为什么天没有开?
We have to look at why didn't the heavens open?
这个为什么到了新约的时候天就开了?
Why is it that in the New Testament are the heavens open?
所以我想我们在这里稍微要说一点，我觉得这是很重要的常识。
So I think we have to explain it because it's a very
important common sense. 我们普通传福音的时候,
normally when we preach the gospel,
我们讲到主的救赎, 讲到我们神与我们, 我们与神和好。
We speak about the reconciliation of man and God.
我们是讲到我们与神之间。
We speak about us and God.
你看见因着罪的缘故, 我们就离开神很远很远。
Because of this matter of sin, we have left God and very far from Him.
结果主耶稣在十字架上,
and then on the cross, the Lord Jesus,
他要做和好的工作。
He wants to do the work of reconciliation.
我们知道从前有一个做父亲,
now, there used to be a father.
和儿子出了很大的问题。
He had a great problem with his son.
那他儿子离开家出走了。
And then his son left home.
等到母亲病重的时候,
then one day, his mother was sick.
这个做父亲就打电报给儿子,
the father sent a telegraph to his son.
母亲病重了,
he said, your mother is very sick.
结果他们两个都一同赶到了病院,
so they all came to the hospital bed next to,
一个在床的这一边, 一个在床的那一边.
Now one was on this side of the mother, one was on the other side of the mother.
他们两个还是不讲话,
they still didn't talk.
到了这么重要的关口, 他们还是不讲话。
So such an important juncture, they didn't talk to each other.
结果最后,
And then in the end,
这个母亲剩下最后一点点力量,
the mother had this last strength in her.
她一手拉着她儿子的手,
on the one hand, she held the hand of the son.
一手拉着她父亲的手,
and then on the other hand, held the hand of the father.
用她最后的力量,
and using the last strength,
她把这两只手放在她自己的怀里,
she put these two hands in her bosom.
她就断气,
and then she lost her breath.
这就是十字架上的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
我们主钉在十字架上,
when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他一手拉着我们的手,
on the one hand, he held our hand.
一手拉着天上父的手,
on the other hand, he held the hand of our Heavenly Father.
在十字架上,
on the cross,
他叫我们与他和好,
he caused us to be reconciled.
从此以后,
from that time on,
因着主的宝血,
because of the blood of the Lord Jesus,
因着主的救赎,
because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus, we can approach God not to such an extent that can't be closer. We were prodigal sons. We were one who sinned against God.
我们得罪了天，我们也得罪了，我们得罪了父亲，也得罪了天。
We sinned against the Father and also the heavens.
感谢弟兄姊妹,
but thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Because of the work of the cross, now we can approach God to such a close point. Because the veil was rent from top to bottom, wasn't it?
感谢主,
thank the Lord. Now we're saved. We preach the gospel, but usually only this half. Because our sin is too great. If we're just saved, that's enough. But we forgot that God still has a universe. We are very important. God not only created us, God also created the whole universe. What is the story of the universe?
It's
the story of the heavens and the earth. What is the universe?
天加上地,
the heavens and the earth, this is the universe. The problem is this.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一年人堕落犯罪以后,
after men sinned and fell,
不光是人离开神了,
not only man left God,
天和地也分开了,
the heaven and earth were separated.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
So the salvation of the Lord Jesus accomplished,
不光解决了人的问题,
not only took care of the problem of man,
也解决了整个宇宙的问题,
also took care of the problem of the universe.
罪就进到整个的宇宙,
the sin entered into this universe.
罪污染了整个的宇宙,
the sin polluted the whole universe.
那现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
神要怎么做呢?
What was God going to do?
所以你读哥罗西书的时候,
so when you study the book of Colossians,
许多时候我们忽略了,
oftentimes we neglect,
我们读到哥罗西书, 我们就都差不多的,
when we study Colossians, we think, oh, it's all about the same. No.
你看你们哥林多, 哥罗西给我们看见整个宇宙的图画,
Colossians shows us the whole picture of the whole universe.
讲到我们能与主和好以前,
before we can talk about us being reconciled
讲了你们,
to God,
讲了你们,
speaking you,
你们就是罪人,
you are sinners.
我们这些罪人,
we are sinners.
什么能与神和好?
How can we be reconciled to God?
在前面, the, 神还做了一件事,
before that, God did another work.
你看见这个哥罗西怎么说, 哥罗西书里面怎么说呢?
What does it say in Colossians?
你看见那里有一句话是很重要的,
there's a phrase there that's very important.
那么主耶稣怎么说?
What did the Lord,
这保不是保罗怎么说?
What did Paul say?
他说借着十字架所流的血, 就成就了和平, 20节,
and through him to reconcile all things to himself through his blood,
便借着他叫万有, 你看这里是万有, 这不是你和我, 不是, 万有,
and he made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth,
无论是地上的和天上的, 都与自己和好了,
reconcile all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
So do you see it?
所以这个谁啊? 所以这个在希伯来书说, 我们的主为人人尝了死味。
And then in the book of Hebrews, the Lord Jesus said, our Lord Jesus tasted death for every man.
我们想是我们,
we think it's us.
我们罪人, 所以尝了死味。
We're sinners, that's why we tasted death.
但希腊原文不是这么说的。
But in the Greek, it's not this way.
他 for everything, 每一件事都尝了死味。
It's actually, he tasted death for all things, for everything,
包括我们这个人,
including us.
所以当我们与神和好以前,
so before we can be reconciled
你看,
to God,
这十字架就借着, 就借着他, 借着我们的主, 定十字架的主, 叫万有与自己和好了。
Through him to reconcile all things to himself.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
天和地都和好了。
It means that heaven and earth are reconciled.
天和地都连结了。
Heaven and earth are united.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
讲到天和地,
when you speak about the heaven
观念是宇宙的观念,
it's a universal perspective.
我们不是宇宙的中心。
We are not the center of the universe.
当然我们要救人灵魂的时候,
of course, when we save sinners,
因为我们的需要是最大的。
But of course, our needs are greatest.
所以好像变成我们是中心了。
As if we are the center.
没有这件事。
No.
弟兄姊妹, 感谢主,
thank the Lord.
今天我们蒙恩得救了,
when we are saved,
我们是与主和好,
we are reconciled to God.
所以下面第22节说, 如今, 所以说, 第21节说, 你们从前与神隔绝,
and it says, although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind,
因着恶行, 心里与他为敌,
engage in evil deeds,
但如今他借着基督肉身受死, 叫你们与自己和好,
yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly blood through death.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看得非常非常的清楚,
now you become very clear.
一面是神人之间的故事,
on the one hand, there's a story between God and man.
需要和好,
you need reconciliation.
一面是天与地之间的故事,
now the story is the story of heaven and earth.
也需要和好,
also needs to be reconciled.
那这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这证明说,
this proves that,
等到罪来了以后,
when after sin entered into the world,
不光人远离神了,
not only did man leave God,
弟兄姊妹, 因着罪叫我们今天离开神, 不知道有多远,
now because of sin we don't know how far we are from God.
但是你忘记了,
but you forgot.
因着天因着我们罪的缘,
but because of this problem of our sin,
天离地也不知道有多远,
you don't know how big the distance is between heaven and earth.
你只知道我们的罪何等的黑,
you know how deep, how dark our sins are.
你只知道我们的罪是何等的深,
then you know how deep our sins are.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
因着人堕落, 神变成遥远的,
because man fell, God became a far away.
因着人堕落, 天变成遥远的,
and then the heavens became a far distance.
我不是说空气天,
I'm not talking about the atmosphere.
我是说第三层天,
I'm talking about the third heaven.
神所在的地方,
the place where God is.
你看见离开人, 不知道有多远,
you don't know how far it is from man.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要知道,
you have to know,
这是因着罪的缘故,
this is because of sin.
人离开神, 远到一个地步,
man has left God to such a far distance.
人说宇宙中没有神,
man can say there is no God.
或者说人,
or said God died.
因为天离开地那么远的缘故,
because the heavens are so far from the earth.
所以科学家说我们看不见神,
so scientists say we cannot see God.
那个太空, 这个, 我们知道苏联的太空人呢, 飞到太空去转了一圈, 他说我们没有看见神。
So you know the Soviet astronauts, they went into space and they said, well, we didn't see God.
为什么?
Why?
如果天近一点, 他看见了,
if the heaven was a little closer, he would be able to see.
但天太远了,
but now heaven is too far,
远到一个地步,
it's so far,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他是在不可靠近的光中,
he is in an unapproachable light.
所以我们要知道,
so now we have to know,
这都是罪的结果,
this is all the result of sin.
那现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
当神创造天和地, 为什么创造地?
When God created the heavens and the earth, why did he create the earth?
如果你懂得神的心意的话,
if you understand the heart of God,
当初神创造天和地的时候,
when God created the heavens and the earth,
天和地有分别, 但是不能分开,
there is a distinction between heaven and earth, but they cannot be separated.
你能够分别, 这是天, 这是地,
you can distinct whether this is heaven or earth,
但是天和地, 你是不能把它分开的,
but you cannot separate heaven and earth.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这个天好像一面镜子一样,
because
地好像一面镜子,
because the earth is like a mirror.
这个当地好像一面镜子, 反映整个的天的时候,
because as the earth, as it reflects what heaven ought to be.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你在天堂上看见天堂,
so that in heaven you see heaven.
你在地上也看见天堂,
on earth you also see heaven.
地上每一件事情都向你想起天堂,
everything on earth should remind you of heaven.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
神当初创造的宇宙就是这么样的一个宇宙,
when the universe that God created was such a universe.
我们最近有一次机会到了智利,
one this recent we had an opportunity to go to Chile.
那么尤其到了一个人烟很少的地方,
especially to a place where the population was very sparse.
我在书上已经读到了,
I had studied it in the book.
这个世界上有一条的河, 叫做黑河。
Now there, in this world there is a river called the Black River.
那么这个黑河原因是什么呢? 就是因为这个火山爆发以后, 它这个黑的土壤啊, 就跑到河床里面来。
So this is called Black River because after the volcano exploded, then the ashes came to the riverbed.
所以那个水流过的时候,
so after, as the water goes through that,
你看见后面好像一面镜子一样,
it becomes just like a mirror.
但是问题在这里,
the problem is
你无论去智利也好, 无论你去纽西兰也好,
no matter whether you go to Chile or New Zealand,
如果你要找一个湖面,
if you want to look at a face of a river,
能够完全把天反应过来的话,
and for you to be able to reflect heaven,
多半需要早晨10点钟以前,
you have to go there before 10 o'clock in the morning.
你没有风的时候,
because there is no wind.
如果有一点风的话,
if there is some wind,
你看见那个湖面就开始晃动了,
and then the surface of the lake starts to move.
那这个时候你就看得不清楚了,
then you won't be clear about it.
一点都不清楚了,
it doesn't become clear.
我们终于到了那个黑河的附近,
now we finally came close to the Black River.
结果我们才明白,
and then we start to understand.
它根本像个湖一样,
it's just like a lake.
我就问想导说, 这不是条河, 怎么你告诉我它是湖呢?
You tell me this is a river, but why does it look like a lake?
为什么?
Why?
它那个河流的速度慢到你觉得不出来的。
Because the flow of the water is so slow, you cannot even sense it.
你如果把一个树叶放在上面，你才慢慢晓得它是往一个方向走的。
So if you put a leaf upon it, then you know what direction it's going.
那你看见在那个时候，你坐在那个船上。
So if you are upon a boat,
他们有个特别的船坐在上面。
They have a special boat.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这个时候,
at this point,
你要看天, 不需要抬头看,
if you want to see heaven, you don't have to raise your head.
你往下看,
just look down.
天怎么样, 那里就是怎么样。
How is heaven is, that's where it was on,
当初神创造这块地的时候,
so when God created this earth,
祂的目的就是要给我们看见天的种种。
His purpose was to show us the different aspects of heaven.
祂创造葡萄树,
He created the vine.
你知道为什么创, 你看见葡萄树,
when you see the vine, it will remind you of the true vine.
因为葡萄树故事就叫你想起真葡萄树的故事。
Because the story of the vine reminds you of the story of the true vine.
葡萄经过4个月的成长过程,
after the grapes go through 4 months of growth,
它从空中吸取水分,
it absorbs the water from the air,
它从地里面吸取水分,
absorbs the water from the earth.
你看这个水就经过这个葡萄树,
and then this water goes through the vine.
然后呢, 等到葡萄成熟以后,
and after the grapes are mature,
经过酒榨,
and it goes to the wine press.
你看那个酒就从就流出来了。
And then you see wine coming forth.
所以葡萄树的故事,
so the story of the vine is,
就是把水变成酒的故事。
It's a story of turning water into wine.
所以弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
你只要在葡萄园里多待一段时间, 你就想起我们的主怎样是把水变成酒。
So if you just spend some more time next to the vine, then you understand how our Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
为什么我们主能把这个水变成酒呢?
Why could our Lord Jesus turn water into wine?
有的人说因为我们的主子手一动啊, 里面的混发这个经过化学变化就变成酒了。
Some people feel because our Lord Jesus touched that water and there was some chemical reactions, and that's probably,
这是非常可能的,
it's very possible.
但是不要忘记我们主自己的解释。
But don't forget our Lord's own interpretation.
主说我是真葡萄树。
He said, I am the true vine.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
所有的葡萄树,
all the vines in the,
都指向那个真葡萄树,
points to the true vine.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当你在这个地上,
when you're upon the earth,
如果人没有堕落以前,
if man didn't fall,
你看见晨曦, 看见晚霞,
you see the morning sun, you see the evening sky,
就叫你想起天上的光景,
reminds you the picture of heaven.
你看见地上的彩虹,
when you see the rainbow on the earth,
你就想起天上那个丰满的圆,
you remember of that circular rainbow in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
So do you see that?
所有地上种种是告诉我们天上种种的。
Everything on earth should reflect what's in heaven.
当你看见葡萄树的时候,
when you see the vine,
你就想起水变成酒的故事。
You're reminded of the story of how water becomes wine.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么神当初创造这个地。
This is why God created this earth.
所以让我们记得,
so let us remember,
今天当神创造天和地的时候,
when God creates the heavens and the earth,
你不需要爬到天上能知道天上的光景。
You do not have to climb up to heaven to see the condition of heaven.
你在地上就好像在天上,
because when you're on earth, as if it is, you're in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Now you understand?
从第一天开始,
from the first day,
神要人做, 神要人过一种生活是亮漆的生活。
God wants man to live an amphibious life.
神把人放在伊甸园里面。
God placed man in Eden.
神把人放在天堂里面。
God placed man in heaven.
伊甸园是伊甸, 伊甸园是天堂, 天堂也是天堂。
Eden is heaven, and so is heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
这叫做天上人间两天堂。
So you actually see that whether in heaven or on earth, you see two heavens.
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
当你真的在这两个天堂里面的时候,
when you are in the midst of these two heavens,
你要怎么说呢?
What do you have to say?
我在地好像在天。
He said, I'm on earth as if I am in
heaven. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brother.
现在你说你在地上,
you say you're on earth.
结果你也在天上,
but you're in heaven also.
我们知道,
we know that.
权匪之乱, 就是 从前这个早期中国的历史，就是传教士到中国传福音的时候。
So you know that in Chinese history, when the evangelist came to China,
我们知道那时候经过一段的暴乱。
Now there was actually a revolt at that time.
那么结果呢？我们知道戴德生弟兄和他的同工们。
Now we know Hudson Taylor and his co-workers.
他们非常非常的危险。
They were, it's actually very dangerous for them.
后来他的媳妇告诉我们。
And then his daughter-in-law told us.
他说在那个四天的里,
he said in those 4 days.
他说在表面上外面很紧张。
Outwardly speaking, it was very nervous.
很危险。
It was very dangerous.
但你知道他说了一句很美丽的话吗?
But you know that daughter-in-law said something very beautiful.
他怎么说呢?
What did she say?
他说那四天,
he said those 4 days.
我们与主有最亲密的交往。
We had the closest fellowship with God.
他说那四天,
those 4 days.
我们搞不清楚我们到底在天上还是在地上。
We didn't know whether we were on heaven or on earth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是神创造我们的目的。
This is the purpose by which God created.
当初神把人放在伊甸园里,
when God placed man in the Garden of Eden,
神要让人看见天上人间两天堂。
God wants to see that whether in heaven or on earth, 天, two heavens.
天堂是天堂,
heaven is heaven.
人间也是天堂,
earth is also heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
你今天在人间的天堂里面,
now when you're on earth in heaven,
你所看见的种种都是天堂的天堂。
When you're on earth, you see everything reflects that which is in heaven.
这就是人没有堕落以前的情形。
This is the picture before man fell.
但是很可惜,
but it's a shame.
人堕落以后,
man, after man fell,
罪污染了这个世界。
Sin corrupted this universe.
现在你看天越来越远。
So now heaven became further and further away from earth.
你到纽西兰去,
if you go to New Zealand,
你到澳洲去,
you go to Australia,
还是最美丽的风景。
It is still the most beautiful scenery.
到了礼拜天的时候,
but when you come to Sunday,
所有年轻人都到海边去,
all the young people, they go to the beach.
所有年轻人都不上礼拜堂,
all the people don't go to church.
所以一个一个礼拜堂,
so then they sold all the church
buildings. 老人在那里面,
those that are in the church buildings are only the elderly.
为什么?
Why? You can say that they're in the most beautiful place on earth.
如果你要知道伊甸园什么地方,
if you want to know what the Garden of Eden looks like, what is the picture?
你到纽西兰去,
go to New Zealand.
你看那些没有被污染过的,
those places that have not been polluted, those places should be just like the condition of Adam.
现在世界连这样一点地方都没有了。
So you rarely find such a place anymore.
你知道伊甸园还有蛇啊, 纽西兰连一条蛇也没有。
Now you know Eden still had snakes, but you know in New Zealand you can't find one snake.
所以我常常鼓励年轻人到那里去度蜜月。
So I encourage young people to go there for a honeymoon.
这个两个人这个整个宇宙都是你们的, 不会有蛇忽然跑出来的。
So you go there and the whole universe is yours. No snake will come to entice you.
所以如果世界上有一个好的无比地方，那应该像纽西兰这样的地方。
So such a great place on earth is ought to be New Zealand.
那这样的地方应该相信主耶稣人特别多才对。
So such a place you ought to have many who believe in the Lord Jesus.
你看见这样美丽的景色应该想你天上的种种吗?
When you see such a beautiful scenery, it should remind you of heaven.
但是不,弟兄姊妹,
but no, brothers,
你看见吗? 离开天是何等何等的远。
How far man has left heaven.
他们在黄金的海岸,
they are in the Gold Coast.
他们享受神所创造的一切,
they enjoy the creation of God.
他们有没有想到神?
Did they think of God?
他们没有想到神,
they didn't think of God.
所以弟兄姊,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是悲剧,
this is the tragedy.
我们要让今天我们传福音的时候,
so today when we preach the gospel,
我们不只要告诉朋友,
we not just tell our friends,
因着罪人离开神有多远,
because of sin how far man has left God,
因着罪地也离开天有多远,
but also because of sin earth has left heaven.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
主耶稣对这个 对这个拿单也怎么说呢?
What did the Lord Jesus say to Nathaniel?
主说我实实在在地告诉你,
truly, truly, I say to you, You shall see the heavens open.
怎么知道呢?
How do you know that?
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
那这个图画是雅各天梯的图画。
Now this is the picture of Jacob's ladder.
你看见神的使者是雅各天梯上面上去下来的。
Now you know that the angels of God were ascending and descending upon that ladder of Jacob.
现在主耶稣把那个天梯换成他自己了。
Now the Lord Jesus exchanged that ladder for himself.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
告诉我们他就是神的天梯。
It tells us that he is God's heavenly ladder.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
现在你知道说雅各那个天梯是什么意思。
Now you understand what that ladder of Jacob meant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
没有一个人懂得地上的种种像雅各一样。
No one understood the things of earth more than Jacob.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
你这虫雅各,
that you worm Jacob.
所以雅各是个爬虫, 是在地上爬的。
So Jacob was one who crawled on the earth.
所有地上的祝福都是他。
All the blessings of this earth were his.
你们要小心和犹太人做生意。
You have to be careful when you have a business deal with
Jews. 因为神把所有的祝福,地上祝福都给他的。
Because God gave all the earthly blessings to the Jewish people.
你和他一起做生意呢?
So if you do business with him,
你口袋的钱就跑到他口袋里。
The money in your pocket will end up in his pocket.
你银行里面钱跑到他银行里面去了。
The money in your bank account will end up in his account.
因为神应许给他们所有地上的祝福嘛。
Because God gave up a promise of all the earthly blessings to them.
为了达到目的不择手段的,
so Jacob did all that he could.
他什么都要抓的,
he wanted to lay hold of everything.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
他是个虫,
he is a worm.
最多就是地上的一切。
All he could attain to, though, was just those things on earth.
他没有天的观念。
He didn't have a concept of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗?
You see that, brother?
现在你只要给他整个的地, 他就满足了。
If you give him the whole earth, he is satisfied.
今天你看见犹太人呢?
You see, look at the Jews today.
他们建立了一个看不见的帝国。
They build an unseen world.
No, empire.
Empire.
那在这个帝国里面, 在这个 empire 里面,
in this empire,
有 Coca-Cola.
Yeah, there's Coca-Cola.
在这个 empire 里面,
in this empire,
你看有好莱坞很多其他的东西。
There's the Hollywood and many other things.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个很大很大的帝国。
It is a great empire.
这个帝国乃是充满全地的。
This empire fills the whole earth.
弟兄姊妹, 这是雅各的特点。
This is a special feature of Jacob.
他抓,
He cleaned on.
他抓就像一个虫一样。
He's just like a worm.
但是那天他做了个梦。
But that day he had a dream.
他从来没有想到。
He never imagined.
还有一个坐标是指向天堂的。
There is something else that points to heaven.
等到他看见那个天梯的时候,
when he saw the heavenly ladder,
弟兄姊妹,
then his universe became three-dimensional.
本来整个地能够叫他满足的,
before the whole earth could satisfy him,
现在他躺在地上,
now he was lying down,
他看见神站在天梯上面,
he saw the angels of God on the ladder,
然后神的使者上去下来,
and then the angels of God descending and ascending upon him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣灵现在要告诉雅各,
the Holy Spirit wanted to tell Jacob,
你是这虫雅各,
you are that worm, Jacob.
但是有一天,
but one day,
神要把你变成一只蝴蝶,
God will transform you into a butterfly.
蝴蝶怎样从虫变化出来的?
However, the butterfly is transformed from a caterpillar.
以色列也是从雅各出来的。
Israel also comes forth from Jacob.
有一天你和神一同来做掌权。
One day you will rule with God.
原因在哪里?
Why?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
现在你看见了通天的那一块梯子。
Because you saw the heavenly ladder.
现在你知道说,
now you know that.
地上的主
The earthly blessings is not everything.
只有整个宇宙的祝福才是一切。
Only the blessings of the whole universe is everything.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们的主解释那个天梯。
Now our Lord Jesus explained the heavenly ladder.
他说我就是那个天梯。
He said, I am the heavenly ladder.
很清楚的。
Very clearly.
对拿但业的话就是我就是那个天梯。
To Nathaniel, that it was very clear, I am that ladder.
那现在主在十字架上。
Now the Lord Jesus on the cross.
一面,
on the one hand,
他做我们的中保,
he becomes our a mediator.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
他叫我们能与他和好,
he causes us to be reconciled to him.
另一面他是天梯,
on the other hand, he's the heavenly ladder.
许多时候啊,
oftentimes,
我们读圣经难题,
when we study the Bible and the difficulty of it,
我们读约翰福音第一章,
when we study John chapter 1,
看啊神的羔羊,
behold the Lamb of God.
我们就想着神的羔羊,
we only think about the Lamb of God.
感谢神,
but thank God,
为着你和我,
for you and I,
为着你和我的罪,
for your sin and my sin,
主耶稣,
耶稣在十字架上是羔羊,
the Lord Jesus is the Lamb upon the cross.
还有一面,
but there's another aspect.
罪不光叫人与神分开,
sin not only caused man to be separated from God, sin also caused earth and heaven to be separated.
如果罪是叫天与地分开的话,
if the sin caused heaven and earth to be separated,
那主耶稣在十字架上的工作,
then the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross
不只是羔羊的工作,
not only is the work of the Lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
You see that?
在这里不只叫我们罪人与神和好,
not only do you see the reconciliation of man and God,
他要叫天和地重新的连接,
but you also see that, earth and heaven will be united again.
感谢神,
thank God.
主耶稣在十字架上,
the Lord Jesus on the cross,
一手拉着我们, 一手拉着神,
on the one hand he laid hold of our hand, and the other hand,
要我们与神和好,
that we may be reconciled to God.
主耶稣在十字架上,
on the Lord on the cross,
他也是天梯,
the Lord Jesus is also the heavenly ladder.
他一手拉着地,
one hand he lay hold of earth,
一手拉着天,
of the other hand he lay hold of heaven.
从现在开始,
and from that point on,
在基督的里面,
in Christ,
要重新的连接,
and we'll be united again.
现在天靠得近,
now heaven is closer.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在天是比从前更近更近,
now heaven is much closer than it used to be.
一点是没有错的,
without a doubt.
因着主耶稣的工作,
because of the work of the Lord Jesus,
现在我们看见天开,
now we see the heavens open.
你明白吗?
Now you understand?
天怎么开的呢?
How did the heavens open?
是天梯把它连起来的,
it is the heavenly ladder that joins them together.
本来失去连接了,
before it lost connection,
所以它是遥远的地方,
because he was in a very far distance.
所以弟兄姊妹, 天好像铜一样,
so the heaven was like bronze and the earth was like metal.
所以你根本听不见,
so you cannot see, you couldn't hear.
但是只要我们的主在十字架上把天和地连在一起,
so when the Lord Jesus united heaven and earth,
你看见天就开了,
the heavens open.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
从此以后,
from that point
我们就能看见以西结所看见,
we can see what Ezekiel saw.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是为什么这个谁, 这是为什么谁看见了,
this is why,
这就是为什么这个斯蒂凡看见了,
that's why Stephen saw,
而且看见了那是神的荣耀,
and what he saw was the glory of God.
那么我们现在有个问题,
now we have a question,
如果人堕落以后,
if after man fell,
天离开神很远, 地离开神遥远很远远,
and then earth and heaven are far distance apart,
那天就变成铜, 地就变成铁,
and then heaven is just like bronze, the earth is just like iron,
果然天就关闭了,
and then the heavens closed.
所以按道理, 旧约应该没有人看见天开,
so strictly speaking, then no one should see the heavens open.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
圣经给我们看见天是三层天,
the Bible shows us that the heavens are, there are three heavens.
以西结果然看见天开了,
Ezekiel saw the heavens open,
但他没有看见第三层天,
but he didn't see the third heaven,
因为他只看见神的荣耀的形象, 他没有看见神的荣耀,
because he only saw the image of the glory of God, not the glory of God.
有一个东西把他挡住了,
there's something that blocked it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在问题在这里,
the problem is this,
你到圣殿里面去,
when you go to the temple,
那么如果圣殿里有个幔子把圣所跟至圣所分开的话,
now if the veil separates the holy of holies and the holy place,
当然不可能到至圣所,
of course you can't enter the
holy place. 我们与神中间永远有那个隔绝的,
we forever have that separation between man and God.
感谢主,
but thanks God,
在十字架上你看这个幔子从上到下裂为两,
that on the cross the veil is rent from top to bottom.
现在我们与神和好了,
now we are reconciled to God.
现在我们可以来到神面前,
now we can come to the presence of God.
这是一面的图画,
this is one picture.
另外一面的图画,
the other aspect of the picture,
如果 三层天代表神，第三层天代表神所在,
if the third heaven represents where God is,
那就告诉我们整个的宇宙是三层天,
it tells us that the whole universe is made up of three levels,
有空气的天,
there is atmospheric level,
有太空的天,
there is the space heaven,
and 然后最后有第三层天,
and then lastly the third heaven.
所以很清楚的弟兄姊妹,
so you see that it's very clear,
我们这个我们是非常清楚的,
now we're very clear about that.
那现在我们要问,
now the problem is this,
今天如果 主神在第三层天的话,
if God is in the third heaven,
那证明什么?
What does that prove?
那就证明说神是在至圣所时,
it proves that our God is in the holy of holies, right?
所以弟兄姊妹你看整个的宇宙好像神的圣殿一样,
so the whole universe is just like the temple of God.
那么这个整个地球像外院一样,
the earth is just like the outer court.
什么叫外院?
What is the outer court?
外院就是有祭坛的地方才是外院,
where there is an altar, there is the outer court.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
2000年前我们的主为
2,000
years ago, our Lord Jesus was crucified on the
cross. 所以在这个地球上有个大的祭坛了。
On earth, there was a great altar.
所以整个的地球就好像外院一样。
So the whole earth is just like the outer court.
所以现在我们是在空气天里面。
So now we are in the atmosphere.
这就是传道士说，日光之下，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
That's why Ecclesiastes says, under the sun, all is vanity.
因为你只要在这个外院里面。
As long as you're in this outer court.
永远是在空气天的光照底下。
You're all under the cast of the sunlight.
感谢主弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
为什么以西结只看见神荣耀的意象，形象，没有看见神的荣耀？
Why did Ezekiel only see the image of the glory of God, not the glory of God?
因为当罪叫天跟地离很远的时候。
So because when sin caused earth and heaven to be separated.
你看见在圣所跟至圣所之间。
You see that between the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place.
在第一层天跟其他的天中间。
That between the first layer of heaven and all the other heavens,
你看见像一个大的幔子一样,
there's a great veil.
当那个幔子遮住的时候,
when that veil is covered,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你当然看不见主耶稣站在父神的右边,
you cannot see the Lord Jesus standing on the right
你当然只看见神,
hand of the Most
High. 你当然看不见神的荣耀,
of course you cannot see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, now you understand the work of the cross.
十字架工作不光叫人能够亲近神,
the cross not only allows man to approach God,
等到那个幔子裂开的时候,
when that veil is rent,
所以圣经怎么说?
What does the Bible tell us?
天也就裂开了,
and then the heavens were opened,
天为着神的儿子裂开了,
heavens were rent for the Son of God.
当他来到地上的时候,
when he came to the earth,
但是感谢主,
but brothers and sisters,
当我们的主钉十字架的时候,
when our Lord Jesus was crucified,
因为他一手拉着地, 一手拉着天,
because on the one hand he laid hold of earth, on the other hand he laid down hold of heaven.
现在天为着你我这些人就裂开了,
so now heavens is rent for you and I.
现在你所看见的,
so what you see now,
不是光是耶和华荣耀的形象,
it's not just the image of the glory of God.
现在你所看见乃是神的荣耀,
now you see the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了,
now you understand.
虽然旧约,
even though the Old Testament,
以西结是给我们看见,
Ezekiel shows us,
但是感谢主,
brothers and sisters,
为什么神让以西结看见?
Why did God allow Ezekiel to see?
因为以西结是个先知。
Because Ezekiel is a prophet.
以西结拿着时间的望远镜。
Ezekiel took the telescope of time.
他要看见将来所要发生的事。
He wants to see what will happen in the future.
实在说来,
strictly speaking,
以西结第一章的这幅图画,
the picture in Ezekiel chapter 1,
就是2000年前主耶稣来到地上的图画,
is a picture of what happened 2,000 years ago with the Lord.
然后天是怎样开的一幅图画。
However, the heavens opened.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, but
如果我们如果知道主在我们身上所做的,
if we know what the Lord Jesus did on the cross,
我们真是要把荣耀归给他,
we have to give him the glory.
你看见这是非常非常荣耀的一幅图画。
This is indeed a glorious picture.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord Jesus open our eyes,
给我们看见说,
allow us to see,
因着我们主在十字架上工作,
because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus,
现在我们比以西结所看见的更进一步。
Now we can see even more than what Ezekiel saw.
但是以西结图画是很重要的图画。
But the picture of Ezekiel is very important.
这里有个讯息的,
there is a message here.
是个好消息,
it's a good news.
是为着每一个人的,
it's for each one of us.
你从蒙恩第一天开始,
from the first day that you are saved,
你就应该懂得以西结第一章,
you ought to understand Ezekiel chapter 1.
但问题在哪里?
But the problem is this,
里面你读来读去都不懂的,
but when you study it, you can't understand it.
所以你就放弃了,
so then you give up.
不过请你记得,
but please remember,
你在要懂以前,
before you understand it,
你一定要把事实把它记住,
you have to remember the facts.
所以我请大家好不好?
So I ask brothers and sisters,
我们今天没有真的真正进入以西结第一章,
we of course haven't entered into Ezekiel chapter 1.
我觉得这是大家一个很好的预备,
but I think this is a good preparation.
你们如果有时间的话,
if you have time,
你们好把以西结第一章好好读一下,
so study chapter 1.
大概什么意象, 大概讲些什么东西要讲得出来,
what did it generally speak about.
你四个活物不要讲这五个活物就好,
don't think of the four living creatures as five living creatures.
那么是你要知道这个轮子有四个轮子, 你不要讲这16个,
you think about their four wheels, not 16.
那么虽然轮子跟活物没有连在一起, 但是靠着灵能够把它们连在一起,
and that even though these are not connected, they can be joined together by the Spirit.
你要看见说整个穹苍以下的这个活动是完全受穹苍以上的支配的,
and that under the expanse, the movements are delegated by what's above the expanse.
果你把事实找到了
Now if you find the facts
实在差不多你就明白这句
Then you can understand this chapter
所以我鼓励大家
So I encourage all of you
我不会考大家
I won't test you
我平常的时候都要考一考对象
Generally speaking I would test you
叫大家很紧张
And then you'd be very nervous
那我想在美国行不通的
But of course in the United States
所以呢大家可以尽量的放松
So please relax
但是如果你受圣灵的感动
But if you're moved by the Spirit
我巴不得大家把第一章好好的把它读过
Study chapter 1 carefully
你不要你把印象抓住了
So you have a general impression
所以等到明天早晨我们讲的时候
So tomorrow morning when we speak of it
我想大家应该就容易明白
Then everybody should be clear
我想大家应该都是有备都要有准备来才好
So if we come prepared it's the best
好我们就停在这里
Let us end here
有一个简单的祷告
We have a simple prayer
主啊感谢你把这些话赏给我们
Dear Lord we thank you for giving us these words
我们求你再吹气在这些话语
We ask that you breathe upon them
如果你觉得好使用这些话
That if you think it's good Lord that you may use it
我们不光想到年长的弟兄
We don't just think of the elderly saints
我们也想到年轻的弟兄
We also think about the young brothers and sisters
我们不只想到多年蒙恩的
Not just those that have been saved for many years
我们也想到刚刚得救
But we think of those that have been newly saved
但这一次每一个人都听见你的话
Lord may each one hear you
但愿你不漏掉我们在座的每一位
That you may not leave any one of us out
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer
但我们是饱满的回但我们是空手的来
May we come empty handed
我们回去是饱满的
May we return full
靠主耶稣基督可爱
We pray in Jesus' dear name
Amen